Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I think we've already established the fact that wins and losses with starting pitchers are kind of unfair. Have we not established that? Especially in today's game of baseball where bullpens are so valuable and managers go to bullpens so easily, so quickly. We've pretty much established that, right?
Yep.
Have you gotten to the point where ERAs aren't that important anymore?
No,
not to me. I'm still
and whip.
Whip to me is whip tells me everything I need to know about a pitcher, because more times than not, like we talked about Yusei Kikuchi earlier today, like his ERA's in the threes, but his whip's up around 1.5. And how is that possible? Because he strikes out so many damn right. guys. That's where you have to then look at that, going, okay. But my point is, if you're putting 1.5 base runners on per inning, you're asking for trouble. That's why
you are asking for trouble.
It's impressive when you see a guy with a whip under 1 because, I mean, you're really limiting damage there. And so those two are always, I think, going to be in for me. The only thing that I don't like about ERA that I've never understood, if the pitcher makes an error, a throwing error, then the runs don't count because it's still an error. I get it when the shortstop throws the ball over the guy's head. But if the pitcher does it, it's still on him. That should be a earned run. He made the error.
Yeah.
I've never understood that, but for the most part, I think that it is a really good stat.
Yeah, I think so too. This guy from ESPN.com, Bradford Little, says there's a new formula that he wants to propose that for pitchers to basically not be charged so much for not winning games. Now, Joe, you are a part of a generation where wins probably were never – part of the background of your baseball fandom.
Because I don't think we'll ever see another 300 game winner
right.
again. But I saw a few.
Well, toward the back end of their career.
Yeah, like Greg Maddux and Randy Johnson. Verlander.
What are the most important stats for you for pitching? Because you kind of represent a little different generation.
Yeah, I've learned a lot from you guys. I would actually say WHIP. Uh-huh. And ERA. But then you have some other ones like ERA plus is a little bit different. BABIP.
Yeah.
A nice BABIP.
Yeah. Batting average of balls in play.
Yeah.
Which that's another great stat.
Yeah.
That one
great to say also.
And the whole point of this article too was that like Paul Skeens, his record is awful. And over his first 30 starts, he is one of the best 30 starts in baseball history.
Yeah.
And he has nothing to show for it. But I mean, I don't see it that way. I don't really care what your wins and losses are.
Because you're part of that generation.
Yeah.
Ed and I still, like for me, I'm all about OPS now, but I still sneak a peek at your batting average. Where
that's what we grew up with.
Where Stephanie, Robbie, we don't care about your batting average at all. They probably couldn't. If you were batting 350, those two wouldn't know it. But they know your OPS.
Mm-hmm. You
know,
yeah.
He's batting 350. I could tell Steph somebody's batting 350. What's his OPS? What does that mean to me?
Yeah. Well, and this is why I think win loss is so stupid. I mean, the man you saw last night was 11-10, I think, when he went with Cy Young. Felix Hernandez was 13-12. He went to Cy Young.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it means nothing. It's the stupidest stat. It's like wins for a quarterback, and when it means nothing.
Well, if we've had a 20-game winner with a 5-run ERA in Rick Helling when he pitched for Texas.
That was horrible.
And again, you can call these anomalies the same way you could sit here and somebody could go, well, King Felix went in a Cy Young without having this great winning record.
Mm-hmm.
Because one of the arguments, and this is kind of how things started when I worked with Garceau, like he thought wins were important because if you're winning a lot of games, it means you're keeping your team in games. I understand that thought process.
Kinda.
But I don't think it's 100% valid because
I don't think it's valid at all, honestly.
I mean, I think
look at
more
last
times
night.
Than not. Yeah.
You know, whatever out you could have the best outing your pitcher could have. If you get if your team is one hit, mm-hmm. you're not in the game.
Yeah.
It's like, you know.
And that's why I think it's just one of the most outdated stats. I've even said this People get mad at me, and they always told me it was a Peyton Manning thing, that I think quarterbacks getting wins is a dumb thing.
I think, like, it is, too.
And especially, you put a win by their name in the playoffs, and I said, well, how did Joe Flacco do in that game where he threw 50
exactly.
yards?
Exactly. Thank you very much, man.
And that's not me knocking Joe. It's just not, what just happened in the game.
Being honest.
Yeah.
Let's go out to the phone lines now. Ellicott City, get Rick. What's up, Rick?
Good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you?
Doing good. Hey, had a thought about the pitcher metrics. I've always thought ERA was the best all around
metric. Too.
But if OPS is the best metric for hitters, why isn't OPS surrendered a good metric for pitchers?
That's a good.
Well, that's what WHIP is.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're talking about OPS, it's how many times you get on base, right?
Right.
WHIP is how many
and
guys
slugging. You... Well, WHIP doesn't tell
fair
you...
Fair enough.
Yeah, and slugging. Last night I found out that Jacob deGrom's opposing OPS was under 500. Dude, that's ridiculous, man.
So, yes.
That means even... WHIP says they're getting on, but are they getting extra base hits?
Yeah.
Are they getting
I'm comparing WHIP to on-base percentage instead of adding slugging in, because obviously you encompass the extra base hits and all the things that go along with it. But... I mean, there are times where you look at a game and guys are, we hear it all the time. The caller earlier didn't like exit velocity, that he hit the ball over 100 miles an hour. Somebody last night, I think it was Trout. Trout hit a ball like 112 miles an hour and somebody caught it, right?
Yeah.
Just right at him caught it. And then he gets a double down the line off the end of the bat and it was like however many miles per hour off that bat, which it's a lucky hit, but it's a hit, you know?
And even if, the exit velo doesn't tell you, okay, I'm hitting it hard, but I'm hitting it right at them. Okay, as a hitter, exit velo tells me, okay, well, let me go the other way with less velo. It's good for something. Doesn't mean you're always going to get a hit, but the hitter can also be educated by it, Jeremy, because I'm right on it. I'm hitting this way. All right, let me go the other way because they're playing me to hit this way. You don't know that unless you know what your exit velo is. You know how they're playing you. 410-583-1057. Al in Columbia. What's up, Al?
Good morning, gentlemen. How you doing?
Doing good. Well. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay. Listen, I'm a 71-year-old man, so I'm a little bit behind on how the, WHIP and OPS and all that. I really don't have in my head what they actually are.
Yeah. You want me to explain it to you, Al?
Well, not yet.
Okay.
I want to run something by you and see if you get it was viable. But I grew up as a kid, we played Strat-O-Matic.
I remember that, yes.
Yeah, and we used to, how did we do it? We would get runs and RBIs and combine them, add them together to how many hits the gentleman got. So, and we would determine if it was a good trade to trade a guy whose runs and RBIs outnumber the hits.
Okay.
Is there a statistic like that?
No, because I think that's an unfair stat because you still, those are stats depending on teammates. How many times do I score? Well, how many times am I getting driven in? How many times am I driving in runners? How many people getting on base in front of me? Those are dependent stats. That's what baseball is trying to get rid of.
RBI and runs.
Right.
Yeah, so,
and that's what baseball is trying to get rid of. Yeah. OPS says, yes, he's getting on base. Oh, by the way, he's not just hitting singles.
Yeah.
His contact, the damage is pretty good. Those are yours. You own those numbers. I think runs and RBI, again, unfair because, you know, if I'm on second base with no outs and nobody drives me in, how's that my fault? Or if I just hit a double and nobody's on, how's that my fault? I just hit a home run. It's a solo. Nobody's on. Those are stats that you got to depend on other people. So I don't think anybody's ever going to use those. World is Stupid at 8:30, but on the other side, Deep Eddie Dave joins us to talk about some summertime crushes. See if he likes Nia Long. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
8:16 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Joining us right now in studio is Deep Eddie Dave. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Rob. What's going on? How are you?
Doing well, man.
Good.
That's a cool shirt he's wearing, isn't it?
Day drink.
It's day drink season.
And it looks like it's that type of material that I like, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Free.
Yeah.
Okay. Free.
I think there's something about sitting in this chair where you like things for free,
yeah,
right?
It has to be. Now, this is that... I mean, people drink crushes all the time. Football season is big for crush because it's convenient. But I got to think summertime is the number one time for crushes.
Oh, you can tell with the volume of our business. Summertime, everyone's buying flavored vodka to make their crushes by the pool or whatever. So, yeah, this is a good time of year for us.
Now, I got to think Orange Crush is always the number one.
30th anniversary of the Orange Crush, made in Ocean City in 1995.
But what's number two?
It's got to be Grapefruit Crush.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ed's favorite.
Yeah.
Yep.
That is my favorite, actually. That's I like grapefruit juice better than orange or any other juice. I love grapefruit juice. Yeah.
Pink or yellow?
Either one. I don't care.
Yeah. I think pink grapefruit's sweeter. I think if you're going to do it. Yeah, because Deep Eddie grapefruit is pink. Could we use the sweeter stuff?
Yeah, I like pink grapefruit.
Yep. But lemon crushes are a thing. You can go to Pickles and order a lemon crush. They're delicious.
It's like a jacked up
lemonade.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's great. It might be the Italian. Because lemons is such a big thing.
I like lemon in my food, but not in my drinks.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't like lemon in my desserts. I like it. I like to cook with it, but it's weird. I jumped in a pool
yesterday afternoon, my friend's house.
Mm-hmm.
I may have used a little lemonade and some alcohol.
Really?
Yeah. I did.
We can help you with that. Deep Eddie's ready for that one.
Yeah.
Well, that's orange over there.
Huh? Yep.
Yeah, and it's funny because I was telling Deep Eddie Dave, our friend Franny, she's the best. So my wife never listens to me, whether it's on the show or at home. I'm throwing her a surprise 40th this weekend and inviting everybody and figuring out.
Does she listen to the show?
That's what I said. She's in bed right now. She doesn't listen to the show.
Do her friends listen?
Her friends know better. It's a surprise party. I've invited all of them. And if you're missing, we're going to be at Mother's and Arnold. And Franny, I love her so much. She's set
up. Surprise gets better and better. We're having a surprise 40th at Mother's and Arnold.
She's not listening. Listen, I can say whatever
you
I
don't
want.
Understand what
listening.
He's saying. If she was sitting here and he was talking, she's still not listening.
But Franny set up all the stuff and got us drink specials and
sweet.
It's amazing because again, you're talking about it being the perfect time of year for crushes and it being the anniversary as well. So
you got to tell all your folks at the party to try the new Deep Eddie pineapple. It just came out in February. It's delicious.
I'm sure Franny, she's going to be there. She'll be pushing it.
Oh, good.
I'll have a few of those.
Yeah, this is huge. Like you said, 30-year anniversary for that. But tell us all about the skinny summer.
So, you know, people are on Ozempic, not always good for you. If you want to go skinny this summer, I'd say try a Deep Eddie flavor and soda. It's 100 calories in the glass when you just use our product and soda. Or if you're going skinny crush, ask for your crush with club soda on, and it'll cut some calories back.
Instead of the Sprite.
Yeah. Instead of Sprite.
And if you're down city limits in Locust Point, just say, give me a skinny bitch, and they know what's going on. Because that's what those drinks, the 100-calorie drinks, they're phenomenal, and you drink all night, and you're not putting in all that nastiness.
I'm about to just live by the weight limit.
Are you throwing shade at Locust Point?
No. Why would I be throwing shade? I'm saying if you go in there and mention that, they know what it is.
So I can go say, give me a skinny bitch.
Yeah. You might get, I don't think it's going to be the one you want, though.
That's in Dundalk.
No. Not even close.
You know you'll find at a bar in Dundalk? A full set of teeth. Hey, so.
Oh.
I'm going to get
if you add them all up. If you add them all up.
I'm kidding. There's a lot of lovely people in Dundalk in that one spot. No, I love Dundalk. Essex is better, though.
Hey, so what are some of the places that you're going right now that big with Deep Eddie?
You know, I'm at the beach a lot this time of year. You know, summer just started last weekend. Longest day drink of the year. 14 hours, 56 minutes of day drinking this past weekend. So we go to the beach a lot. I'm down there at Fishtails. I'm down there at... there's a new place on the boardwalk called the Crush Bar. They use all of Deep Eddie stuff, so I love them, of course. But they're authentic. They have like 25 crushes on the menu.
25?
Wow. You could try an Aperol crush. You could try an espresso crush. They've taken crushes on steroids, I guess, because it's some amazing drink cocktails in there.
Where is this again?
It's 10th Street in the Boardwalk. It's called Crush Bar, and it's one of our favorites right now.
I love Aperol. How do they make that? Serious.
You ever see an orange peel in your Aperol spritz? It yes, because that's what they do.
Yeah.
You can squeeze some orange or use orange vodka with Aperol, and it makes that Aperol crush. So that sweetness of the orange and then the bitterness of the Aperol.
Yeah.
So but it totally makes it work.
I like that.
I'm starting to think, we get so many people that come up to us and say, man, I want your job. Huh. Who has a better job than Deep Eddie Dave?
He's like, oh, I'm just out all summer. It's the longest day drinking day of the year.
I'm working, Jeremy.
It's great.
Get somebody else paying for the alcohol. Yeah. And, you know, let me pay for that. It was on Deep Eddie.
So, Lord. So, Dave, we talk about this all the time, and people love to make them at home. What goes into an orange crush?
Okay, you got to get fresh oranges. People buy orange juice, but you got to squeeze your oranges or your grapefruits when you're making your fruit crush. That's the best thing. We use real ingredients in our crushes, so we're already squeezing juice. We say we crush it for you if you use Deep Eddie vodka in your crushes. So, yes, you got to get the fresh stuff. You want to get a little bit of triple sec and then a splash of Sprite or club soda if you're trying to be skinny bitch.
Yeah, there you go. See? It's the best drink, man.
It is. Just for the title alone. Even if I don't drink it, I want to order it. Make it a skinny bitch.
Yeah.
Just make it bourbon, but I'll call it a skinny bitch.
No, but like thinking about the crushes too, you're right. There's a lot of places that have expanded and created all these new ones, but the pineapple one is the one that you're pushing now too, right? You said it's become the second bestseller?
It's going to be our second bestseller. Pineapple is a season these days. I mean, it's a popular flavor in vodka and you can make a killer crush with it. So, but I've seen like sweet tea crushes where you use our sweet tea vodka with squeezed lemons.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen mixed up crushes where you use orange vodka and grapefruit juice.
Yeah.
No, so that's, you can, that piques my interest.
But you guys got to get down to the ice. You got to crush the ice or it's not a real, real crush.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Crushed ice is where it's at.
Like the good ice, like we have out in our machine there.
Yeah, like the Sonic ice.
If so you want some, it's on the floor.
Well, is it?
Yeah, I just got some.
You just not that ice. I think the damn refrigerator.
We have crushed ice in the fridge.
Yeah, but the other one's better. It's like the good ice, the that you can just chew on. You know what I'm talking about? It just falls apart.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Crushed ice.
Perfect.
Yep.
Hey, Dave, there's a website for folks to go to learn how to make some of these crushes.
DeepEddieVodka.com. Mm-hmm. Give you all your summer recipes.
There you go, man.
Thanks a lot.
Deep Eddie's the best.
Go day drink. It should be open in about 2 hours.
There we go.
410-583-1057. That's the number.
Rob, we have a bottle there. We have that ice that he was talking about. What's the rest of the
ingredients? Have an Aperol?
I thought it was a foregone conclusion. There's nothing to talk about. Right. World of Stupid up next. What's up, Jeremy?
Yeah, we've got some really fun stories for you guys. We're going to talk quite a bit about, and this is a funny one too. We've had a couple of drivers that got in. Of course, right now, what happened, Ed? My computer froze.
Of course.
In-N-Out suing a YouTube prankster for something stupid that they did. We'll get into that. We're also going to talk about a crazy story. In which the most dangerous bird, I don't know if people know what the most dangerous bird it is. It's the only bird that really attacks people. I'll tell you what it is and a run-in that happened. We got a couple other stories that are really funny. A driver named Patches Magic Beans. I'll tell you what he did, and you probably already know. That's coming up in the World of Stupid next. All right, we got a Wisconsin man named Patches Magic Beans. Could you imagine what this guy did? His name is Patches Magic Beans. Anyone?
Magic Beans. Patches Magic Beans. Porn?
No, he seriously injured a worker when he crashed his van into a piece of construction equipment. He was high on magic mushrooms.
Okay.
Hey, really? It's kind of a surprise. Patches Magic Beans, 34, of Wisconsin, was swerving and weaving on Highway 61 in Silver Creek, Minnesota, on June 19th, when his van hit a curb, several traffic cones before barreling into a scissor lift, which was being used by a pair of construction workers. He almost killed these freaking guys. And let me just show you his mugshot. Don't you love the mugshots where they're just really smiling?
Why smiling?
He's on magic mushrooms. My Everything's goodness. Good. Have you ever had Silly Simon in your life? I mean, I can tell you what it was like for me. I had somebody spiked a drink for me. Thanks a lot, Alex, at a gas station. I was working overnights and spiked my Nest tea with mushrooms. So when I took the first chug of it, I couldn't see it. The label was blocking it. And there were all kinds of chunks.
Uh-huh.
That's the mushrooms. I'm like, son of a bitch. I was doing snow angels in the middle of July at 2 a.m. at the Exxon on Mountain Road. People were pulling up to get gas late and just seeing me out there. I swear to you, I was doing freaking snow angels with no snow. But Mr. Magic Beans, he had himself a good time, and now he's facing a heavy fine and maybe some jail time here. What a goofy ass. See what you guys think about this. In-N-Out Burger, they're suing a YouTube prankster, and I'm tired of these guys. Like, oh, no, it's just a prank. I don't care. I don't have time for your nonsense.
Exactly.
Like,
grow up.
The guys that almost get their ass beat, and they're like, no, you don't understand. Why are you acting like this? And then all of a sudden, again, become the victim.
That was heckling Monte.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now I'm the victim because I started this. And, yeah, you're going to get your ass beat every once in a while because you're doing stupid things. Well, in this situation, you'll understand why they're going to sue this guy. He put on an In-N-Out shirt, pretended to work there, and made lewd and racially insensitive remarks to customers. Of course. And I bet this guy's going on there and say, oh, it was just a prank.
Just a joke.
Screw you, man. Like, again, if you want to have your pranks and you want to do your things, make sure it's with your friends and that they want it done and everybody's cool with it. Because not everybody likes being pranked. And what do we say? You F around and find out. And sure enough, people are going to end up doing that in this situation because I don't know how many times we've seen it. You mess with the wrong guy and all of a sudden he punches you right in the freaking face.
Yeah.
Do you ever see the video of the guy that jumped? He's wearing like a...
Jumps out the clown mask?
Yes, and gets punched right in the face. Mm-hmm. And then the guy's like, well, what do you want me to do? He jumped out and surprised me.
Yep.
First off, I don't like clowns. Even if I did, turn around, that's what you catch. You catch a little two-piece in the chin there. This stunt was pulled on Easter when the restaurants were closed and was seen offering fake menus, making inappropriate comments, and asking uncomfortable personal questions to customers. So what he did was he waited till the place was closed. Uh-huh. And then he went out in front of it wearing an In-N-Out outfit.
Oh.
I guess they have I've never been in an In-N-Out Burger. Do they wear like the old-timey stuff where it's like that paper hat? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
He looks like he's in a white outfit with like a red apron and a paper In-N-Out Burger hat. Does everybody know what I'm talking about?
I know you don't. Yeah, but it's a West Coast thing, so I don't
Yeah, I've never been in one. Everybody's like, everybody always says, man, you got to have this burger. Okay. And then people go, well, it's kind of like Five Guys. And I'm going, I like Five Guys, but like I'm not flying across the country.
Right.
If I'm there and I have it, okay. But people are saying it's life-changing.
There's one in Vegas if you go to Vegas again.
Vegas, baby.
That's the only time I've had it. It was all right.
When we were in California, we went to a couple different burger joints.
It's all right. I agree with Joe. It's not.
Well, when you tell me it's like Five Guys, and again, Five Guys is great. Well, I don't have to go very far to get Five Guys. If it's like that, then why do I need to go to an In-N-Out? If you told me it was different, if it was better, maybe on the West Coast I'll try it. This last thing I want to get to, and it's kind of crazy that this story comes up because we actually had this question at Trivia. The most dangerous bird out there, and it's a bird that doesn't fly. Do you know what the answer
is? It's an emu.
Ostrich?
It's not an emu, but it's related to an emu.
And it's not an ostrich?
It's not an ostrich. Known a lot in Australia. It's a caraway.
Oh, yeah.
Or cassowary. Cassowary. I said caraway.
I know what you mean.
Caraway and seed?
Yeah, the seed
from the rye bread.
Yeah, it's in the Black Death in Iceland. You can drink that.
You also cook with it.
Yeah. No, but cassowary. Excuse me. What am I saying? Cassowaries, they have these... I mean, if you've watched Jurassic Park, they tell you that birds are distant relatives of dinosaurs or vice versa. You know, that it's in that same, and it makes sense when you really look at it and think about it. These things have claws, and they said they're not usually aggressive unless what a lot of people run into is they see this bird. Oh, look at this cute bird walking around. Let me feed it. Well, then you keep feeding it. Now it expects to be fed, and when the food's not there, it's going to attack you. Also, if you get around it and let's say that there's a baby, they can get very territorial then, but they said attacks from this bird don't happen as often as you think, but it's the only bird that really attacks people. And when they do, their claws are so sharp. It's like raptor claws, man. And what they do is they disembowel you. I mean, they come in and they go right for your stomach and try to cut you open. So you bleed out. And in this story,
it's just weird that they would know to do that.
Animals are the same. Kangaroos do the same thing.
Yeah. By the way, like humans have the dumbest infants of any creature.
Yeah.
Why does it take so long to train you guys to do anything? Like, you got damn animals coming out, and it's like, what's that animal doing? Oh, he just learned to walk. He was born 10 minutes ago.
He's learning to hunt now. Yeah, oh.
It's like, they're already
ready
for the wild.
You don't pick up your clothes.
But these, like, these cassowaries, as they talk about, so this woman was walking with her son, and saw one aggressively approaching. She's yelling at her son to run in the house, mm-hmm. holding the door, and then she's able to shut the door right before it gets to him. But when we talked about this at trivia, they were mentioning, like, once they cut you, and they don't stop, they keep going, and because they have those long legs, it's really hard for you to defend yourself. And people don't realize it when you're talking about, oh, it's a bird claws. What's it going to do, scratch me? No, it's going to cut you open.
Yeah.
Like some, like freaking Wolverine with his claws. Yeah. And that's what you have to be worried about. But again, this woman, because of this Ring doorbell, you get to see the picture and some of the video. And it says, don't write off this flightless cousin of the emu as thing of nightmares. Unprovoked cassowaries are fairly shy and peaceful, and they play an important role in their tropical forest ecosystem, which is why they also say, don't feed them. You need them to hunt certain animals. You know, you need them to go about their business instead of coming to you for food to help the ecosystem go. But definitely a scary situation if you ever run into a cassowary, but I think you only have to be worried about that in Australia.
New Guinea.
Yeah.
Yeah, places like that.
There you go.
Yeah. Jeremy Kahn, quote of the day, humans create the dumbest infants. He said that at 8:34.
I'm not
34.
Wrong. I'm not wrong. You need all the help in the world. These animals don't. Stupid ass kids.
How about that?
look at that. That's a cassowary claw. Look at that thing. Yeah. That looks like a damn raptor, right?
Looks like it's made out of silver.
And I'm telling you, man, if they cut you, ooh, buddy, you're gonna wish you were dead.
The kick can actually break your ribs.
The what?
A kick can break your ribs.
Ooh.
And they used to eviscerate mammals, including humans and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Cassowary. Or a caraway.
Caraway seed.
That's where the caraway seed comes from, the cassowary bird.
Let you tell it.
Yeah.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Orioles lose last night. Joe gave out the stats. Since their 6-game winning streak, they are 9-10, even though they haven't won but one series since then. So I don't know how they're getting it done to be one game under 500. Max Scherzer pitched last night. How did he do, Jeremy?
He was okay. That game, it's funny, that game ended up being 4-4, and it's like, okay, let's see who can get the key hit late.
Right.
I think it ended 5-4. Here, let me go back to see Max's line, because I didn't watch that game. But in, like, specifically talking about the Blue Jays, I just went over this with the Rays. Like, they're going to be road warriors the second half of the season. The Yankees are not playing good baseball right now. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think they just split with the Reds. They won yesterday. But the Reds had a chance to take 3 out of 4 against them. And you look at what happened. They were fortunate to get 2 out of 3 against the Orioles coming back late. The Blue Jays, as much as I wanted to write them off, they might end up having the best, like, chance to actually win this division, and nobody's even talking about him because we don't believe it. Scherzer was a little rough early on. He did finish 5 innings, 3 earned runs, 4 strikeouts, and this is what I talked about yesterday. Like, he's not the big K guy anymore. He will have games where he gets 8 to 10. Don't get me twisted on that. Mm-hmm. But on average, you're going to start to see him around this 4, 4.5 number in Vegas because he's not the K guy he once was. And here, 5 innings, 4 Ks. So.
Former Major League Baseball player Jeff Nelson joins us at 9:15. Alex Faust from Apple TV joins us, Orioles Apple TV this weekend. But on the other side, NBA, round one. They actually have 2 days of this nonsense. We'll take a look at the recap, some of the picks, maybe some surprises as well, right here on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
With the 12th pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Chicago Bulls select Noah Essengay from Saint-Jean-du-Bray, France, and the Ulm Club in Germany.
So Joe played the wrong highlight there, but the best part about
that... You don't want the Bulls pick? I know, well, Kai would like that.
Well, they won't score on Thursdays.
You know that guy that they drafted, his team's in the finals in his league back home in France or wherever he's playing. They were up 2-1 and he left to go to the draft. Like, this is more important. Just bailed. So, but
they're up 2 games to 1.
Yeah.
The best of what?
I don't know if it's
best of five,
best of three. No, if it's the best of five or best of seven over there. But yeah, the Derek Queen thing. From I just read up more about Joe Dumars. He coveted him. That's the guy he wanted.
Okay.
So they're really excited about
the Pelicans.
Yeah, about getting him. And I didn't even realize Joe Dumars was with the Pelicans at this point.
I did not either. I was going to say, what are you going to Detroit?
I mean, he was there forever. Yeah. But
he's that's a good move. I think Derek Queen is going to be a phenomenal basketball player. I do. I think Carter Bryant is going to be good. I think the kid, Canepo.
Yeah, you're talking about the kid from Duke?
Yeah, I think he's going to be good. Ace Bailey, I think he's going to be a ball player. Trey Johnson, I think this is a good draft, to be honest. But this, in my opinion, this might be one of the deeper NBA drafts we've seen in a while.
I mean, time's going to tell of who. Like, again, when Donovan Mitchell came out, nobody had him being what he became year one. I mean, up for the Rookie of the Year. I think he won Rookie of the Year, right? He beat Ben Simmons. That thing was going back and forth between those two guys whenever they played against each other. But when it comes down to it, you know, you're looking at the depth of this. You might be right. There's probably a steal in the late first round that we're not thinking about, but I have to wait and see who plays out.
Well, nothing.
Something happened with you too. Like,
no.
Oh, boy.
What?
This is just nothing.
Something just happened. I don't know what the hell happened.
Gary Williams will be on with Bob Haney and Jimmy Patsos today.
Mm-hmm.
Talking NBA draft.
Jimmy's in.
Jimmy.
We got enough mics? I love Jimmy. Jimmy, when I hosted the show with Jimmy, it was just like ask a question and just let him go because he's just got so much information, man.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Any disappointments in terms of someone fell, someone too high?
I mean, it's kind of hard to be disappointed when we know we knew who the top guys were that were going to go early. Maybe you didn't know after one the direction it would be two through whatever, six or seven. But no, I don't feel like the only team that I felt like reached was the Nets with all of their picks. We had all these first round picks and
you get Ben Saraf and Danny Wolf. And
see, Danny Wolf is the kid that was at, was he at Yale and then went to Michigan?
Michigan.
Yeah, big 7-footer. Did you see? Oh, you'll love this, Ed. So when his mom was being interviewed, he got drafted by Brooklyn. His mom was interviewed. She kept saying New York. And Danny Wolf keeps going, Brooklyn, Ma. Brooklyn. Yeah, New York. Brooklyn, Ma. Brooklyn. I don't know. Is there a big thing with Knicks and Nets now?
Yes.
Because my one buddy hates the Knicks, and he's a huge Nets fan.
Well, I'm from Brooklyn, but I'm always going to be a Knicks fan.
Yeah,
because you didn't have growing up.
To me, the Nets are from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. That's where they're from. That's where they should have stayed.
I know people from D.C. who are like my age mm-hmm. who are always going to be an Orioles fan. They didn't grow up with the Nets.
Yeah.
My biggest disappointment was pick number 24 to the Thunder, Nick Clifford. You see that suit he had on?
Disappointing.
Disappointing, man.
Who had the short pants on?
No, this guy had on a socks, purple and light color and pink suit. It all blended together, multicolor.
How are you guys going to put in two basketball segments and turn one into a fashion segment?
Because it's what's worth talking about.
Who gives a rat's ass?
I do.
If you wanted to talk about something important last night, you should be talking about Dylan Harper's mom. Uh-huh. Ron Harper, you did a nice job, my friend.
Yes, he did.
That's what everybody was talking about.
Yes, he did. Are they still together?
I don't know.
Yeah. But I saw her at Yankee Stadium. On Sunday.
Trey Johnson. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to see her up close and personal. Can I see it to see?
Can I tell you this?
I like that.
You know how last night?
Isn't the stupidest thing you've ever seen?
It looks like he borrowed clothes from Angus Young.
She's been a set of little rascals.
Last night she was made up and she looked beautiful. She did. Sunday she wasn't made up.
And she still looked beautiful.
She looked absolutely drop dead stunning.
I don't even want to know how old she is because it's probably going to piss me off because I look like I'm 70. And
she can't have to be 46. That old because he's, 20? He's 19, 20? She could be younger than you. You never know.
I'll look it up now.
I'm already looking it up. Dylan Harper's mom, right next to Stifler.
Yeah. By the way, I heard some guys say that there's no such thing as MILFs when you get to our age. Just older women that are the same age as you with kids.
Well, you get to my age, they're younger women. That's what they're called. It's called robbing the cradle.
They're not together. I just look. We must be on the same website. They're not together.
Mm.
What's wrong with you, man?
Me?
No, not him. Ron Harper.
Well, look, you know the old adage. I mean, Ron's probably had a lot of stuff thrown his way. So, but I am kind of. Did you watch your South Carolina guys get taken? The two big guards that they have.
Mm-hmm.
Really, really good players. And then again, like, it's funny because even looking at the guys from Georgia, they had some big guards that were drafted. But I like a lot of these guys. Want to see how they pan out. But as I said earlier today, I think Derek Queen going to the Pelicans, I don't know that he could have went to a better team for an opportunity to play. And the guy that's technically, if you want to say in front of him, being Zion, is often hurt. So go somewhere where you get drafted, somewhere where you can play and prove it, and then figure out what you want to do from there.
410-583-1057 is the number. And I'll say to you again, I'm not so sure they didn't draft him knowing that he was going to replace Zion. Maybe they have different plans. Maybe they've been talking about trading him for quite some time. Maybe this is the plan.
Yeah.
You get him in and you know, you move on. 410-583-1057 is the number. I can't find her age, Jeremy. I find plenty of pictures of her, but I can't find her age.
Okay, I'll find it.
She was stunning, though.
Well, it's kind of like, so her and the kid from South Carolina, what was his girlfriend's name? She plays basketball for South Carolina. Kitts?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it Chloe Fitz or Chloe, something
Chloe,
like that?
Chloe Fitz.
Fitz. Beautiful girl. She stole headlines last night, too. It kind of goes back to like Will Levis and the girl that he brought. They were talking about Zach Wilson's mom. And
Chloe's one of those girls that looks good on the court.
Like Sophie Cunningham.
Yeah, some of them, you know, when you see them other places, oh, I didn't know she was that beautiful. Like
how
Aaliyah
many times
Boston.
Have we done that watching?
Aaliyah Boston, yeah. But she looks good on the court.
Like Camila Cardoso, when she came out, really tall girl, and you're going, whoa, I didn't think that. That's what
I'm with you.
Maybe sometimes it just catches.
That's what's in
going.
That South Carolina uniform.
Makeup does what?
Huh? Yeah. A former baseball player, Baltimorean Jeff Nelson joins us at 9:15. But on the other side, O's and the Rays get it on Apple TV on Friday. Alex Faust will be part of that broadcast. He'll join us up next on The Fan.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.